After surrender comes enjoyment. Welcome to Jewish Meditation with Rabbi G. This is the third one in the series of the three ideas that we shared on the upcoming festival of Pesach. Before I share it with you, I want to just say that we're going to probably take a break now for a few weeks because I'm traveling for Pesach overseas, please God. And everyone is busy getting ready for Pesach. So this will be the last one before Pesach and we'll continue, please God, after the Pesach festival. But we've been talking about matzah, we're talking about surrender. Last week, I think we spoke about positive poverty, where the matzah is the first step in the journey of growth, where we just surrender, we get rid of self, the ego, and we're ready to graduate to a higher level of complete growth and real paradigm shift. Now, matzah, we know, doesn't have much of a taste, because specifically the matzah we eat on Pesach is not matzah. You're not supposed to put any ingredient in the matzah besides flour and water. Just flour and water. There's no salt. There's nothing. It's just basically flour and water and pretty tasteless, which that tasteless really is a symbol of that surrender. It's a symbol of there's no enjoyment. It's just complete surrender, healthy surrender, but getting rid of any sense of feeling of self just to be able to get rid of the ego. But then another mitzvah on the Pesach night is the four cups of wine. Wine is very different. Wine is supposed to have a taste. Wine is enjoyable. Wine brings a sense of joy and satisfaction if we do it correctly and responsibly. Wine is something which we enjoy. And in fact, the code of Jewish law, the Shulchan Aruch, tells us that when you choose wine for Pesach night, for this very important mitzvah of drinking the four cups of wine, we need to choose a nice wine. Choose a nice one, it says, because we want to show that we're really free, we're royalty, we're excited about going out of Egypt and so on. And the idea is the following. And this is symbolizing many, many different things as it evolves after Pesach. Surrender is the first step of spiritual growth. To get rid of ourselves, free ourselves from ourselves. But God created the self. And therefore, the sense of self, our talents, our feelings, our perspectives, our unique personality is all important, but only when it's in the context of humility, only when it's in the context of using it for the right reason, using the self for meaning and purpose and not personal gain or personal interest or your egocentricity. Therefore, getting rid of the ego is only the first step. Matzah is the first step. There's no taste. It's just pure surrender. I'm yours. I'm ready. I'm empty. But then slowly we have to reintroduce self and use the self, but not in an egocentric way, but using the self for the purpose that it was given. That God gave us a unique gift. We all have a uniqueness about us. We all have a unique self. And it's about using that self for purpose, for meaning, for selflessness, to contribute to making the world a better place, contribute to making the world a godly place, contribute to our life of higher purpose and meaning. Now, this reflects us very much in the makeup of the soul. Because the soul, we know, has five levels. We've done this before. The layer of behavior, the layer of emotion, the layer of cognition, and the layer of subconscious. And then there's a fifth layer, the essence of the soul, the spark of the soul, the foundation of the soul. And really, we can divide these two things in the following way. Surrender means to connect to the essence of the soul, the godliness of our soul. Surrender lives in that fifth and most deepest level. Self lives in the other four levels. Our ways of thinking, our emotional makeup, our personality, our ways of doing things, our behavior, our subconscious even. And that's the idea. The idea is matzah goes all the way down to the fifth level where we just surrender completely and we ignore the other four parts of the soul. We even get rid of it almost in order just to shine as a completely connected soul to God, completely selfless, completely surrendered. But then we must bring that spark, that fifth level, and help it. It should guide, inspire and come into and permeate the rest of our self, not to be ignored, but to be brought into the equation in a selfless and humble way. So let's reflect on that. Let's meditate, firstly, by turning our attention to our breathing. Remove distraction, close your eyes, relax, and just focus on the breathing in and out. If your mind wanders, just gently bring it back. Try to feel every inhalation and the sensation of exhaling. Connect to the rhythm of life. Feel each breath, each infusion. As you breathe in and out, remember that breath, neshima in Hebrew, is our neshama, same words, our soul. Breathing in deeply, imagine connecting deeply to our soul. Soul with its outer layers, our behavior, our emotion. Think of the way you think. Think of the way you do things. And then breathe deeply and try and connect to the essence of your soul, the fifth layer. The idea of matzah, getting rid of feeling sense of self, sense of ego, selfishness, self-presence. Go down to the very big depth of your neshama, your fifth level. Surrendering, total selflessness, total oneness with God, almost ignoring self. But then think about how you can bring that selflessness back into the four levels. How our cognition can be used, our unique way of thinking, to discover meaning, to discover purpose, to learn about God, to learn about mitzvot, to learn about morality. Bring it into our emotion, passion for goodness, passion for kindness, passion for selflessness. Behavior to be more selfless, not to think of ourselves as a center. Matzah and wine, the deepest surrender, and then the deepest feeling of taste, enjoyment, and self in the context of that surrender. Coming back, this is a foundational idea. And the energy for this and the ability for this we take from the Pesach Seder. Let's eat the matzah and remember surrendering. Let's drink the wine and remember how we must bring self back into it, but in a selfless way. And let's take the power of Pesach for the rest of the year. Once again, wish everyone a Chag Sameach and a meaningful and purposeful Pesach, and blessings for you, your family, and Am Yisrael. Of course, the land of Israel. Am Yisrael Chai, Chag Sameach.